So first that we're going to talk about today would be POV. POV is point of view. In any question, what you have to do is, first of all, start with making a side view. So for example, if you have a scenario, now in questions in this topic, this is usually clubbed with your ability to visualize. This is usually clubbed with your ability to visualize and your skill. If you can sketch what you can visualize in your mind. So basically, visualize plus skill. Combined gives you a composition. Which is good in perspective? Second, you check the line quality of it. The line quality of it is good. Third, composition is good. Now, this composition is different. This composition could be scenario. Then you have focus, or what you can say is emphasis. Along with that, you also need to make sure that the story is good. The story is getting communicated. So these are the five things that you need to keep in mind when you're talking about making any sketch. Any sketch. The point of view is just a change in the perspective or the camera angle with which we are looking at the scenario. So for example, you have a small box itself. Okay, you have a small box. And this is 10 centimeters in height. And you have a small ant here looking at it. So for this ant, now we all know that every human has a cone of vision. This is the eye level, right? The horizon. Ab similarly, iska bhi to hoga cone of vision. So now what we want to see is, we want to put that on a side view, saying that agar ye jo box hai, if this box is 10 centimeters, then our ant is very small here. On the scale. So if this has to view it, isko kya dikhega? That we have to draw in this frames. So these are basically thumbnails. Thumbnails mein kya karna hota hai? You have to visualize and draw what the ant would see. Agar wo yahan se dekh raha hai, or maybe it is going to look super big. ऐसे भी दिखेगा या it's going to look something like this. Now the example here is that if you go and stand near a small building, ऊपर उठा के देखते हो सर, something like this you'll see. So similarly, now this is an ant's eye view. The same thing, let's say you're somebody here and you're looking at it like this. Then your sketch would be same thing. If you increase the height and you decrease this, this guy is still looking down. So this is the bird's eye view. Point of views, basically. So first of all, anything that you get, any scenario you get, you have to put it on a side view. Just to measure कि हमारा ह्यूमन डॉग बिल्डिंग्स ह्यूमन सिटिंग यू अंडरस्टैंड द स्केल एंड प्रोपोर्शन एंड नाउ वंस यू अंडरस्टैंड द स्केल एंड प्रोपोर्शन लेट्स से यू हैव अ सीन ऑफ अ मार्केट लेट्स से यू हैव द सीन दिस इज गोइंग टू बी वेरी रफ रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ दिस सो व्हाट वी वांट टू डू इज Let's say we want to sketch out, this is one, this is two, and this is three, and this is four. So how will this guy, right? Oh, man, let me mark it from here. First one. What is the first guy seeing? First of all, put it on a side view. Point of view. I'm talking about point of views here. So first of all, this is the height of this person, then he has some stuff on the table which are reaching pretty much this height. That's a stall. Yes. Then he has other people standing. This is the view. This is the side view. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make point of views here. So this is what he's seeing. So if we want to draw a sketch for this, what will he see? I'm going to bring in this also here. You see in the reference also. So what will this guy see in this frame? Whatever is in the utensil. Whatever is placed in front of him. क्या दिख रहा है उसके कोन ऑफ विजन में वॉट इज ही सीइंग देन ही विल सी कपल ऑफ पीपल मे बी थ्री पीपल पीछे एक देयर इज वन वुमन ऑल्सो देयर इज अ कार हियर वेरी रफ रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ अ कार You could do a little better than that. So there is also a car background man. Then focus on what is there visible in the foreground. Right immediately here. You have other boxes kept at different heights. And just fill in. I have more details here. Okay. So this is basically the composition, whatever he's seeing. That is the point of view, number one. Now next, what is this guy able to see? What is he able to see? Same thing here. He is going to see the same tray. Then on top of it, there is this. Then there is this guy here. He's trying to hand over something to him. Very rough representation. You have to work on the details a little later on, but this is just to understand what exactly the person will say. Now, you cannot leave these spaces empty. This information is not there in the scenario. You cannot leave them empty. What can you fill it with? First thing that you can do here is that, see, there is an umbrella thing going on here, right? Take look at it from the reference. And then you can have some, anything. This guy has some boxes kept in the background. We don't know. Or maybe a board. Written something here on the board. And there we have some cue that there is some structure here. So you could say that, you know, you can use that if you want. Or you can remove that and make some other vendor here in the background doing the same thing and people standing around him. You can continue to do that further. So this is going to build depth. Also, brings emphasis here or focus here in the foreground. Both these point of views are straightforward, like we see usually. Now let's say here on this table, I'm going to mark it in a neon color so that you see. Here. No, you cannot see it. Maybe red. Here, the red dot is an ant. I'm going to reduce these sizes now. You don't need them. And I'm going to bring this side view here. Oops, sorry. Okay, not needed. Let's say this is where the ant is in the side view. Now, this ant is looking most probably like this. You have to draw it from an ant's eye perspective. So what would you see is the question. What would you see? Students do the mistake of making something like this. Okay, a small head and a big body and all a lot of this. But you also need to understand the distance between these two. It's very less. And it's very difficult to see the entire thing. I mean, can you go and stand in right next to the building and see the entire building? No, right? So imagine that scenario. Don't make mistakes like this. See, the cue here is that you have things going on here. And that is what you would see. Let's say you have this hand, fabric, if the ant is very close to it, very close to the subject. If it is a little far, let's say this ant is sitting on this guy's hand. Now, if you look at this person, then you can make things like this. big person, big exaggerated hand. What else is there? You have, so exaggeration can happen here. Depending on the distance. It's very simple. It's as simple as my hand right now in the frame. If it is so close, the viewing angle, viewpoint is so close to the camera, you don't see any exaggeration. It's just that the object that is in front of you is going to look super, super close to you. Now, by exaggeration, I mean that the 3-point exaggeration that we saw previously, that covers your composition, how you compose the sketch, right? How you compose the sketch by understanding what should be there in the picture, in the sketch. Then you also see what is closer to you, what is the story that you're trying to sell, tell. So here the story is that this person has a stall and people are actually placing order, coming to the stall. That is the story, right? That is the focus. So we're going to add more details here. Or let's say here. This is where area of focus of that sketch is. And here I would add more details. Yahan pe. Because that is where the story is happening. Focus and perspective, you already understood. So that is how your point of view changes. And that is how you can visualize your point of view. You can understand the focus, where the focus should be. You can also give more. Now talk about line weight. Simple funda, if I draw this and if I draw this, which one do you see? The right one, right? The darker one. So what you would do is here, in the focus area, you have more line weight. And all the other areas would be a little lesser. The line weight would be lesser. That is how you can regulate the line weight. And this entire thing coming together, the whole composition, the whole scenario, all of these things will add to your presentation. If you do all of these things right, then your presentation will be good. Now, talking about presentation in your answer sheet, let's say this is your answer sheet, then I would suggest that you do some thumbnails here. Always make a frame and then sketch inside the frame. If this is your question, always sketch within the frame.